And good morning. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another Intercessor Week Prayer Weekend message. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name and we come thanking you for another day, thanking you for the wake up on today, and we're thanking you for what you're going to do throughout the course of the day. And we thank you. So we're thanking you, Jesus Christ, as throughout this day that you be with us. Touch our minds, touch our bodies, touch our attitudes, touch us in every way. We can do nothing without you. And we know that you are with us. We say thank you. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Thanking you, Jesus Christ. Touch those in nursing homes, hospitals, where people are that need you, Jesus Christ. For all need to know you, Christ the Lord. And we thank you. Thank you. And we give you thanks. And we say thank you again. In Jesus Christ, we say thank you. Amen and amen.
Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Fix me, Jesus. Oh, fix me.
And believe it or not, that was not the song that I was going to pick, but you know something? There's a message in even that, that you don't pick. Jesus does. Amen and amen. That was encouraging right there. And on today, this message is entitled, Nobody Can Fix It Like Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Proverbs 10 and 29. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Life. Life as we see it and as we go through it every day, it brings some type of adventure. You leave your house every day and you ever wonder, sure you do, that will you come back? And you wonder as you come back and throughout the course of the day, you have an encounter. You're minding your business and you're just going along and all of a sudden, your peace is disturbed. You're in your mind and it's like a fog that's trying to get you to the next step, because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get to the next step. And you know, life will do that. Life will take you that way. But when you think about it, to know that nobody can fix it like Jesus Christ, nobody. And to the believer, we are told in that scripture that we are told that the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Made me think about something that occurred a couple of days ago when I was trying to get to a destination. And while trying to get to the destination, I'm the kind of a person that I like a A, B, C, D, E, F, and G effect. That I like it straight with directions. You have to kind of give it to me in a step-by-step version. And while I was going through some directions, actually I had to get them maybe like two or three times, that those directions, for some reason, that it just seemed like they just wasn't making it. And while going and going down these directions, I'm starting to get all flustered because I'm not getting to where it is I'm trying to get. So, you know, you make a couple of stops, and while making those stops, you're asking people, and to find out they're taking you down a wrong road. And guess what? Life will do the exact same thing. Take you down a wrong road. But you know what? If we're thinking about it, remembering something, just pretty much remember this. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Well, you know what? You're going down a wrong road. And sin can do that. Sin can do that, take you down the wrong road. And while you're going down that wrong road, and say, for instance, if you just keep on going, you're not thinking about nothing, you're just going down the wrong road. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But you're not in that right mind of yourself. You're so upset, you're angry, and why is it going this way? And I'm upsetting, you know, your time, and you're wasting your money and your gas and all of that, and just getting so upset. Well, you know, sin can do that. And destruction. Destruction comes from workers of iniquity in sin that go down that wrong road. And it's going to make them angry. It's going to get them all upset. But when you know the Lord, that He will give you the strength, that way of the Lord, He'll give you that strength for His people. See, it's a good reminder for us to know. We got to keep these kind of things in mind, that, you know, that the road that sin will take us down when we're not careful, and when we're not giving it to the Lord. That situation just could have just got me just to a place where I was just like, forget it, you know, just forget it. Because it just could have just been and went another way. But bless His name that it did not. And going along that road, just going along and asking people that didn't take me down to the right road, but I just kind of kept going, and it just seemed like I just kept going the wrong way. It just seemed like it kept happening. And while it just kept happening and happening, you know, I just got to that place in my mind where it was just like, you know, I'm not going to get discouraged about this and all. Like I said, you're wasting your gas and everything, and not going to get discouraged about this. But I'm going to believe the Lord to get me to where I need to go. And you know what? It could have been different. It could have been different in all them roads. Because let me tell you, while traveling that road, it just seemed like it never ended. It just seemed like I did not know where I was going. And it just seemed like I got to a place where it's like you stop again, you ask somebody else, and taking you again down the wrong road. Because the Lord seen us, this message was going to come. But taking you down the wrong road. That's what sin will do. That's what sin will do when you don't know the Lord. And down that road, there you keep going down that road, that wrong road, that destruction is down that wrong road for the workers of iniquity. But I was thinking, I said, I'm the Lord is going to get me. I gotta believe God is going to get me to where I need to be in that road. I'll be back in a few minutes. Hi there, the Anchor app. Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor is the network that I use. Anchor will take you where you want to be. Anchor is a good app. Anchor wants you. Anchor will monetize you. Anchor is waiting for you. Where you see the purple squiggly squiggly line, that's the Anchor app. Anchor.fm. Get on the Anchor app today in your Play Store. Anchor is waiting for you. Anchor will take you to Spotify, iTunes, Radio Public, Breaker, other networks. Anchor will get you there. Let Anchor take you on your next journey on the Anchor app. Anchor. Hey, I'm back talking about nobody can fix it like Jesus. You know, as I was traveling down that road and things began to look clearer as I was traveling down that road, and so grateful for the strength that the Lord had given me to go down that road, because again, it could have got all messed up. And you know, while I was traveling, I remembered in coming, getting closer in my destination, but getting closer, I remembered that I saw a car in the ditch. And on the other side, there were other cars that apparently there was an accident, and it was bad. It was really, really bad. And it made me think. It made me think. And again, nobody can do it like Jesus. Nobody. Nobody can do it like him. The truth of the matter, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. You see, I could have leaned on my own understanding and just let the situation just get so bad out of order because of all of that running around that it could have went another way. That's how sin is. We got to be reminded. Trusting in him, because only nobody can fix it like Jesus Christ. And he fixed that. He fixed that situation. And he will fix your situation. When we turn it over to him, he'll fix it. But guess what? He won't fix it the way that you want him to fix it. He'll fix it the way that he wants it fixed. So on today, the fixing of knowing that only Jesus Christ can fix it, let us be reminded that he'll give us the strength because we're his children. But if you don't know him today, that path of destruction you walk down. And in that path of destruction, he deals with that one in that iniquity. That's why we need to know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, get to know him today. You'll be glad that you did. Let him come into your heart. Believe that he died for your sins. And come on to the family of God. Give it over to him today and know that only Jesus Christ can fix it. Only him. Blessings. Amen. Bye-bye.